It's Thursday, the 25th of February. 8 a.m. and mottled. Mottled skies this morning. Mottled. Patchy blue, white, grey. One of those days. Don't know which way it's going to go. But it's pretty calm at the moment. It's dry. It's been frosty. It's quite a nice morning, quite pleasant. Sunshine would be a bonus. Didn't sleep incredibly well last night. An uppie and doony night. That's how it goes. Swings and roundabouts. Good night, bad night. Indifferent night. But apart from that, feeling okay. Feeling just okay. Feeling just okay is better than feeling yeah. Still, it's lovely to come out here and be entertained by so many voices. I've run out of Niger seed for the birdies, for the goldfinches, etc. I need to get stocked up on that again. I'll have to wait till tomorrow or Saturday to get Niger seed. It's a wee dunnock. I love a wee song. It's sharp. And that's a rocky up to my left. Listen to that. This is Blackbird, you might hear down to my right slightly. She's moved off a bit now. She was raking through the frosty leaves. It's amazing what they find, isn't it? I mean, you think there's nothing there, it's just dead leaves, but they don't dig dead leaves out for nothing. I mean, they don't do it for enjoyment, for fun, for exercise, or frustration. You know, there's wee beasties lurking below that blanket. Gardens do we in the winter. That's why I leave so much leaves lying about. It doesn't, in fact it destroys grass. But my grass isn't grass. It's hardy ryegrass stuff, you know. Because it's, well, keeping proper grass is such hard work. So it doesn't bother me too much if I have to rake it all off in the spring and sow fresh grad seed. Yeah, that's the new stuff you get, you know, for your grad. Grass seed. But it acts as a blanket on the borders and the grass. Not all the grass, just the edges, you know. And by that, that means that there's more places for the bugs to nestle under. And that means there's more wee bugs for the birds to find. The Rockies come down for a drink, I think. Oh my god, I need to change that water. change the water in the bird bath. Just move the watering can out just now to remind me. That's what I've got to do. That's what I've got to do in life now. Memory is so short that I've got to do things, you know, put markers, reminders in place, you know, like I've got a parcel hopefully coming today, so to remember to put a notice on the door that in case we're not here when it comes, what I'm asking the courier to do. And I remembered that last night and forgot to put the notice out, and I remembered that this morning, went into the shower and forgot. So eventually when I did remember, I was mid-dress, I stopped what I was doing and got something to stick in the hallway so that when I come out and I see it in the hallway, remind me, that's to put the notice. So there's a watering can sitting out now at the step, can't miss it now. Isn't that right, Mr. Blackbird? Setting objects in place. This morning I put a flapjack. No, last evening I put a flapjack out in the kitchen, just by the phone. To remind me to get a few flapjacks from the Home Bargains this morning. They're very nice, they're only 29 pence, and I'll tell you what, they're lovely. And when I got up this morning, of course I didn't remember because my wife had put it back in the cupboard. So I took it back out and I sat in a different part of the kitchen to remind me. But it's all markers, reminders. I've got to do it, Tell you what, I'm going to have to change hands because that my thumb. You wouldn't think holding a mug of tea would hurt your thumb so much, but it just shows you the strain that you're putting on your thumb when you're holding a mug of tea steady. Things that your body just gets on with when you have no issues with structure. And then when you do have issues with structure, it tells you very quickly, hey, muggins, this hurts, swap hands. Funny thing is that I've been rubbing Voltrol into that joint in the morning and the evenings for the past week or so, and it's made a tremendous difference, and I completely forgot to put it on this morning. So mea culpa, I've punished my own body. Masochist, a masochistic Mac. I see growth everywhere in my shrubs as well, there's buds swelling. I had to just chuckle there as I turned to look at the corner where my big pink pearl rhododendron is. Massive big balls of pink flowers. There's a hawthorn in there too. And is it, you know, the hawthorn is deciduous. And I sort of noticed that it had just kind of a wee bit too cheeky, you know, where it was going. So I got my long reach shears out and started snipping back. Yeah, get out of there, you bugger. Leave that rhododendron alone. And I saw a tall stem. Right, you're coming out. So I reached in and snipped that one out. Unfortunately, right behind it was a 2 foot stem of rhododendron with 6 buds in it. Ah man, so that's 6 big pink balls I won't have this summer. Ah, annoys me when I do that. You know, if you've done any gardening and you prune, get a wee bit carried away and you prune something that you didn't mean to because you got a wee bit just too vigorous and ambitious. Yeah, Mr. Blackbird just got a tasty treat there. Pulled a few leaves out from below a shrub and... Was that good? Yeah, I bet it was. I haven't seen a wee field mouse for a while. I know it's there somewhere because you really have to go watching the garden for a while to see it. I love them. I mean, they don't come in your house. Not at all, they're field mice. Beautiful wee creatures. They like to come and rob food from the garden. I don't mind. They can take what they like. I haven't seen them for a while. I remember watching one day at one of the bird tables that we did have, it's not there now. It was trying to pull a great big dod of scone. It was perfectly capable of carrying it, even though this thing probably weighed about five times its own weight, maybe more. But it was determined to get it down through a gap in the fence. It couldn't quite make it. We watched it for about 20 minutes. Just hilarious. Oh my god, nature. Nature's wonderful. I do sympathise with people who can't step out into a garden of some kind, even if it was a rooftop garden or a balcony garden, or, you know, don't have the luxury of doing this. I couldn't imagine not doing this, I couldn't imagine. I've never not had a garden, even when I stayed with my mum and dad, a big garden. Maybe that's where I developed my love. Yeah, probably.